Hey guys, this is S. Anthony Thomas. I'm back. You know what? We're all social distancing now. And even though I can't stand the reason why we're doing it, and it's a tragedy why we're doing it, if we take that out of the equation and just stick to the social distancing part, I'm trying to decide whether or not I actually like just the social distancing part. I mean, is it a bad thing, the social distancing? I wonder. What do you think? Let's talk about it. Are you ready? Of course you are. Let's do it. Hey everybody, how are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. I hope you are safe. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you're washing your hands and cleaning your surfaces, and more importantly, staying in the house and staying away so we can get through this thing, get this thing over with, and go back to ignoring each other and staying away from each other because we choose to instead of being told to. You know what I'm saying. Social distance, stay in the house, wipe this off, wipe that off. That's what we're doing right now. Everybody's Netflixing and wiping instead of Netflixing and chilling. Netflixing and lathering up their hands instead of Netflixing and chilling. Right? Social distancing. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like the reason for the social distancing because it means people are being ill. There's a terror going on around the world. Everybody's afraid and concerned. I don't like why we're social distancing, but I don't mind social distancing, right? I would like to invite people into my sphere. I would like to invite people to be within 6 feet of me. I don't want them making that choice for me. And you know what I'm talking about. There are people that just don't get the fact that most people, well, I can't say most people, this person doesn't necessarily want everybody all up in my face, right? I don't necessarily need to be hugging everybody. I don't necessarily need to be shaking hands with everybody. And I'm not talking about I'm antisocial, but I don't like people I don't know touching me. I don't think that's a bad thing, right? 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 I mean, you have the right to not want have people you don't know touching you. I don't need that crap. I can wave to you. I can like you from way over here, my friend. Way over here. I can like you from way over here. I can like you from across the street. You don't, here's the hint. If I'm talking to you, but I'm still walking, it doesn't mean I don't like you, but it does mean I don't want to talk to you right now. If you wave at me and I stop, hey man, and I stop walking, that means I want to talk to you. I've been on the other side of that. I know there are people that like me enough that they want to talk to me when they want to talk to me, but sometimes they want to say, hello, I like you, S. Anthony, but I'm going to do something I really want to do, but I don't have time to talk to you right now. Or we don't have the kind of relationship. We have a like relationship. We like each other when we're forced to be next to each other, and if we're forced to be next to each other and near each other, we like each other, but we wouldn't choose to be around each other. But there's no negative feelings, you know what I mean? No hard feelings. But if the person you're waving to or talking to is still moving while they're talking to you, let them move, let them go. And then with the social distancing, it's a 6 foot head start getting away from people you don't want to talk to in the first place, right? You know what I'm talking about. I've had people when I'm literally walking because I'm in a hurry, I like them, but I can see them on Facebook, or I like them, or I can see them later, or I like them and I can call them, or I like them and we're in the same general area. We're going to run across each other a couple, 3 or 4 times this month, just out of, you know, just because we're moving in the same area. I can talk to you then. You're walking away and they grab your arm and you're thinking, oh no. He or she doesn't normally grab my arm when I'm walking away. So that means they're going to tell me their grandma died, their kid's sick, or something really special happened to them and they want to tell me about it. So at first you're feeling, oh, why is this person grabbing my arm? I don't like that, but I'm sure there's a reason for it. So you go, huh? And you turn around and you go, I'm going to put a smile on my face because you know, I'm going to put a tiny smile on my face like, hey, buddy, because I don't want to have a big grin on my face like, hey, buddy. And they go, oh, by the way, grandma got hit by 6 motorcycles. Oh, this smile is really not appropriate right now. All right. So you turn around. Hey, what's going on? Right? Try to keep it around there. Hey, right? You don't want to be, hey, you don't want to be all up there because you look weird. You'll be, huh? You don't want to look mean because you're not really angry. You're just in a hurry. You're in a hurry. Hurry. Right? You turn around and there's no bad thing to tell you. And there's no really good thing to tell you. There's just more crap they want to tell you that you don't give a crap about. And now you're annoyed, right? You ever do the handshake of the hand that's holding your arm to keep you there just so they could release your coat so you can give them the bro hug and then very quickly back away while you give them the Isaac from Love Boat point, like, hey, buddy, all right over there, all right, I got to take care of this thing that's definitely not standing here with you because you're annoying me now, and you try to get away. Well, with social distancing, they can't get close enough to grab your coat. Now, like I said, I don't like the reason for the social distancing. I can't stand the reason for the social distancing. I hope the reason for the social distancing goes away because I want people to be healthy and safe. But there is social distancing, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Don't you realize that there's a lot of friends that when you see them, you have time for as many questions as they want to ask. You have as time for as much conversation as possible. I have a friend of mine in L.A. When our friendship started, we were kind of cool in the office. We didn't meet each other. We were kind of friendly. We got a chance to talk. And this is not a fake. We met on a street in California. We were both living in Hollywood at the time. We met in front of a record store. He was walking to his apartment. I was walking to my apartment. We said, hey, man, you're from the thing. Yeah, you're from the thing. So, yeah, man, you live around here. Yeah, I live around here. Oh, you live there. I live there. You live what? You live there. I live there. We did all of that crap and we started running our mouths together. And I'm not kidding. We literally stood there talking and talking crap. It was dark, dark outside when we stopped talking. And that guy's a friend of mine to this day, almost 30 years later, 25-ish years later, still a friend of mine to this day. And if he calls me or I call him, we both know that if the other person's on the phone, that conversation is going to be somewhere in the 2 to 4 hour range, because that's us. That's my boy. You know who I'm talking about. You know who you talk. I'm talking about in LA. You know I'm talking about you. You know that. That's my boy, or one of them. But there are other people that I and you know that I are the kind of people I like to refer to as four question friends, right? You get 4 questions, then I'm the hell out of there. You get who, what, when, where. You don't even get why. Why? Because I don't care why, right? You get 4 questions. You get 4 things to say. 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm out. Done. Right? Hey, man, really? That's one. And then, oh, that's cool, too. Oh, man, that's funny. 3. Oh, that's great. I gotta go. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You don't dislike the people, but it's time to go. But let me tell you something. Yesterday. Now, I'm not the kind of person that waits until I run out of quarantine. Well, I'm not quarantined because I don't have the, you know, but am I self-isolation because I don't want to catch anything from anybody phase, right? So I go to the market early in the morning, right? I go really early when I know no one's going to be in the market. I don't want to see anybody, right? You walk into the market and you know something's different. First of all, they got signs on the window saying, you know, we just want to let you know because of increased demand, these products will not be available right now. Or we're trying to get them back. We're trying to restock them. And you read off the list of products and you realize, oh, I now know for a fact that the people that live in this particular neighborhood are idiots. Right? And just like the other areas, they got lots and lots of toilet paper. Do you realize that diarrhea is not one of the symptoms of this virus? Not. Which means you'll have normal bathroom habits even if you get sick. Which means you should not take that much buttocks wipe. you shouldn't take that much buttocks wipe. Buttocks wipe. How much do you wipe your buttocks? Are we going for the clean buttocks championship? Because if you are, everybody else that did the same thing you did and grab all the buttocks wipe will be tied. And then after this whole virus thing is over, you're going to have the buttocks wipe championship. And I really don't want to know who wins, because whoever wins will, just like the people that hoard the toilet paper, will be an idiot. Moving on. So I'm walking towards the supermarket, and there's a guy standing outside, right? And I'm looking at the guy, and I could already tell this guy is looking around, sizing people up to try to decide which person he is going to harass into giving him a buck, right? And everybody does the same thing. Everybody does the same thing. They see this guy, he kind of brightens up a little bit. And then the people who are coming near him kind of look down and away, right? And then when he starts approaching them, they walk away. And, you know, I don't know if they would have walked away that abruptly without the social distancing rule, but I have a feeling they would. So then he repositions himself to the opening of the supermarket, which means you have to walk by this guy to get into the supermarket. And the way he has himself positioned, you can't look down and act like you don't see him, because if you do, you're going to run your shopping cart into the door and crack your head open, right? So now I walk towards him, and he kind of jumps in front of me, not in an aggressive way. He tried to make it look like he wasn't jumping in front of me, but he jumped in front of me, and he was about to touch my car, and I pulled it back, and I said, that's the actual sound I made. He goes, sorry, I was wondering if you could, and he goes to his spiel, and I go, yeah, I'll take care of you when I come back out. And I didn't say that. I don't ever say, I'll take care of you when I come back out, if I'm not going to take care of the person when I come back out. So he goes, okay, thank you, God bless you, God bless you. So I walk into the supermarket, and I see the security guard. And the security guard looks at me, smiles, I smile at him, I wave. And then I see him look over my shoulder, and he's got this look in his face. It's like this scrunch look, like, what the hell is that? And the guy who I said I would take care of him when I came back out was behind me. And he said to the security guard, I'm with my old head right here, as if I'm literally, he's with me. Like, he's coming in with me to shop. No, he's not. You're not coming in here with me to shop. And the bad part about it is I had to make it clear he's not with me, because I don't know what this dude's going to do when I got to go to that market. What about he tells the security guard he's with his old head and I'm not his old head? I am an old head, but I'm not really old, and I don't look old, and I don't move old. But I'm not an old head, but I'm an old head to his young punk behind. And now the security guard's looking at me as if to say, this guy's with you? When I said, no, he's not with me. I just told him I'd hook him up with a buck or so when I come out of here. Right?
We'll be back right after this short break. And now, back to the show.
And I'm walking around the supermarket. I'm figuring the guy, after I said that, would walk back out. The security guard would make him walk back out. And I didn't even look behind me. I go to the first aisle. I grab some of the stuff that people didn't take too much of, and I throw it into the cart. I take a reasonable amount of product and put it into the cart. I know how much I need for a couple of weeks. I already had a couple of, you know, a little bit there at the house to make sure I was cool, but I wanted to make sure I was extra cool. I didn't take too much. I am the kind of person that takes what I need, but I don't take too much. I take the people that aren't me into consideration, because I am not a piece of crap. Yeah, I said it. Right? So I go past that aisle, I grab the things I need. I go to another section, and I realize that section is some stuff that I could use, don't necessarily need. I can get away without having it, but there's none there because dopes took way too much. I go to the next aisle, look behind me. He's behind me again. Right? But he's doing that thing like you see in really bad 80s movies when you had cable in a hotel room in the 80s, the really bad comedy where the guy is trying to follow the suspect, and he's leaning around the corner and he sees you turn around and then he dips his head back, you know, literally the world's worst job of hiding. And he follows me after the next aisle, to the next aisle, to the next aisle. And then I think, you know what? I got to be honest here. I have this feeling that when I come out of the store, if I give this guy a buck or two, he's going to feel grateful for the $2 and he's going to do something I absolutely do not want him to do. And I will not be able to move fast enough to stop him from doing it. And I don't want to be rude to the dude, which I would have to be to stop him from doing it. I know he's going to go, thanks, man. Thanks, man. Let me help you to the car and touch my stuff. He's going to touch my cart or touch my bags, which in today, the way things are going right now, I don't want him touching my bag and I don't want him touching my cart. I don't want him touching nothing. I don't want him breathing on me and I don't want anybody else breathing on me. So I go, oh, let me do this. I'm going to go to the front counter. I'm going to get some change. He's obviously going to be behind me. I'm going to give him a couple of bucks. I'm going to say, listen, I'm going to give you this money here. Social distance, bro. Social distance. And I'm going to tell him, I don't want any help to the car. I don't want anybody to touch my stuff. No disrespect. I don't want my stuff touched. Because this is one of those times, man, where you can't be timid. The consequences of being timid. I'd rather hurt somebody's feelings a little bit than have tubes jammed down my throat. Odds are I'd probably be one of those people with the mild symptoms, but I don't want to take that kind of chance. You think I'm going to risk my health because I'm hurting the feelings slightly of someone who I didn't want to talk to in the first place? No disrespect, because I don't want to talk to anybody. So I go back and I'm starting to shop, and now I don't see the guy. And I'm going, what the hell? This guy was behind me. The only thing was missing was that you know, that mischievous music you hear in really bad television movies. Like I'm walking down the aisle and here, boom, 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 bing, 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 bing. And I turn around on the last bink and I see him and he goes, whoa, boom, 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 boom. And he whips back behind so I can't see him. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen those lame movies. Well, there's no music. There's no boom, 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 bing, 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 bing. There he is. Ba-dum-bum. Oh, crap. He saw me. Ba-dum-bum-bum. There's none of that. I can't find this chump now. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to have to be rude to this guy when I leave the supermarket. I don't want to embarrass this guy. I don't want to say, hey, punk, stay away from me. I don't want to throw the money at him like he's a stripper twerking in a D-list strip club, right, where the woman is, you know, twerking and she's trying to make the bullet holes line up. You see, these bullet holes look like eyes, don't they? Because, you know, the other girl tried to take my spot and I said, you know, use the B word, this is my spot. And then she pulled out a gun and it was like really kind of a BB gun because she didn't want to kill anybody. And she shot me in the butt. So these aren't really bullet holes in my butt cheeks. These are actually BB bumps, but it still hurt. That's a nice story, girl. Get back to dancing. Here's $2 for ticket. I didn't want to throw him the money like that. And then I'm walking around, I'm going grabbing the last of my stuff, and then I hear a boom, 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 beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, ha-ha, he's here. I turn around, oh gosh, and he tries, no need to dip around, buddy, come here. Okay, and he starts to walk way too close. He gets to right around 7 or 8 feet, and he's moving and closing in fast, and I go, stop. Social distance, my brother. Okay. And I said, you know what? Come here. I took the dollar bills out and I made them long and I handed them to him. I said, all right now, social distance, bro. All right. And I, when I come out of here, I appreciate you being grateful and all of that kind of stuff, but I don't want my stuff touched. I will take my own stuff to the car. No disrespect to you, man, but you know how it is. You know what's going on now. It is. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, my brother. I feel you, brother. All right, old head. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Cool. And the thing that was hilarious about it was after we go through all of that, I didn't even notice when I got the change that all the counters where the cash register people, where the ladies behind the cash register and the guys behind the cash register, they had put up big pieces of plexiglass, which were essentially sneeze guards at the cash registers. Can't blame them. They're all wearing gloves. Some of them were wearing masks. And now they got the sneeze guard. So I'm talking to the lady at the cash register. who I see on a regular basis. She's usually there when I'm there. We're having our normal small talk. She knows stuff about my family. She comforted me when I had that loss of my uncle that I talked about on my other podcast. I comforted her when she lost her sister not too long ago. You know, we're cool. We're not buddies or anything like that, but we're cool. She lightens up. She brightens up when she sees me in the store, and she wants me to come in her into her lane, and I brighten up when I see her. You know, she's like an auntie type person to me. You know, like I said, we don't know each other, but she's an older lady that's a sweetheart, and I'm, of course, a middle-aged man who's a sweetheart, as you know. You better think so. I'll kick your butts. Wow, that kind of ruined the sweetheart thing, didn't it? Ah, that's too bad. Back to the story. So we're doing our thing, right? And you would figure that people would take it seriously. I took it seriously when I gave the dude the money, and you figured the staff would take it seriously. But they didn't take it seriously, because I looked to the right, and there was this little tiny office, and several members of the staff working there were in that office, no mask on, no gloves on, all up in each other's face talking. And the manager goes, "Whoa!" And he runs over. He goes, guys, you're too close. This office is too small. What are you doing? Social distance. And he pointed to the sign on the door of the room they were in that literally said, 6 feet apart, social distance, one person in the office at a time. And the lady was ringing me up, looked at me, and she was shaking her head. "I don't know what they're doing. These kids are crazy." And I go, "Yeah, I know what you mean." And I got my stuff, and I go back to the car. And it's really weird how things change. Because you know what I had in my car? A spray bottle with some cleaning stuff to kill germs and viruses and whatnot. And I took it out and spritzed myself. And I spritzed the hand. And I spritzed my phone. And I spritzed the keys. And I spritzed the hand. And I spritzed the things. And I accidentally spritzed in my eye. Ow! Whenever you're spritzing something, put your glasses on, because then you might make a mistake and spit yourself in the eye and then admit it to a lot of people on your podcast the next day. I mean, that's what that happened to other people. Definitely not me, because only a true idiot would accidentally spray himself in the eyes with the moving on. Don't judge me. Shut up. So what I'm saying is, my friends, I don't mind social distancing. I don't mind social distancing. I don't like the reason for the social distancing. I hope the reason for the social distancing stops quickly. I hope everybody's okay. I hope you are safe, not just because you're regular listeners to this podcast and probably the other one too. I say this because you're human beings and I care about you. Granted, I care more about you people that are listening to me than everybody else. That's the truth. Okay, that's wrong. No, I don't. I care about everybody equally. I care about y'all more. Anyway, but in all seriousness, my friends, everybody, please be safe. If you can help somebody out, help them out. I've done that. But I'm not going to say what I did to help people out, because I helped people out because I want to, not because I want attention for it. Wash your hands, clean off your surfaces, try to stay in that house as much as you can so we can knock this thing down, because I want everybody to be healthy and happy. Okay? Much love to everybody. And hey, if you're still listening to me, it means you listen to the whole podcast. Do me a favor, my friends. If you like this podcast, and you do, please tell other people about the podcast, because I need you to. And subscribe to this podcast if you haven't. And tell your friends about this podcast. That would be cool. You dig? Cool. Much love to you. All right, folks, thank you for coming back. Much love to you. I will talk to you again next time. Take care of yourselves and stay safe. See you.